Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, nobody's perfect, right after they did something they knew was wrong? Well, nobody is perfect. That's using it as an excuse. Like, maybe I shouldn't do this. But everybody is. The people of Zechariah's day had fallen into such an attitude. They were asking, why should we have to fast? Maybe like today. Chapel again? God's word again? Or why should God care what I'm doing? But is that loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind? Sounds more like an excuse to be more like the world and not listen to God. But instead of focusing on our failures, God graciously answers with the promise that times of fasting will become such joyous celebrations that people will come saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And so he tells us how to turn fasts to feasts. First, celebrate God's grace. But before we can celebrate it, we have to be honest with ourselves. In verse 16, God says, speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor. Don't break your promises. And if we're honest, we know we have fallen short. We have broken our promises. We've had unkind thoughts. We've held grudges. We've laughed at gossip. We've put ourselves first rather than lovingly doing what's best for the other person. Have we excused it? Nobody's perfect. Jesus doesn't want us to make excuses. He wants us to recognize our sins and repent. We, of course, can never atone for the guilt of our sins because we deserve to die eternally. So yes, there is a need for spiritual fasting. The one that rends our heart in repentance, not our garments. But the good news is that Jesus wants to turn our fasts into feasts. 17 times in this one chapter, he says to us, I am your Savior. I am with you with the unchanging desire to save you so that I'm coming to be your own brother in the flesh. In the prophet Zechariah, God lays before us 10 prophecies of how Jesus would save us through the cross. He would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, be rejected of his father, pierced so that the blood of the covenant flowing from him might give you forgiveness and cleansing. So yeah, you have a reason to joyously celebrate the feast of victory. Jesus not only died, he arose again for you. He replaces mournful fasting with joyous feasting in his grace. Secondly, live in this joy of the cross. Hey, who doesn't want to joyously live it up? Now, by nature, we may want to do that with earthly excitement and pleasures, popularity and success. Man, as a result, is often willing to pay exorbitant fees to doctors, to keep us healthy enough to keep living it up, or finally just to prevent death. But he knows he's going to die, and so he's willing to pay astronomical fees to entertainers to help him forget about it for a little while and live it up. But drinking deeply of what the hymn writer describes, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners lose all their guilty stains. We are lifted up with Jesus to joyously live it up. Yeah, delighting in speaking the truth, in being kind to one another, forgiving as we have been forgiven, keeping our promises, casting bitterness out of our heart, loving our Savior's name so that we want him to be first in our life. Not because we think we can earn his love, because we know we already have it. Jesus replaces guilty living in sin with living it up, and your sins are forgiven. Thirdly, the more the merrier. Our text is God's beautiful promise that people will come saying, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Did you realize that you and I are a fulfillment of that promise? How is it that the message that Jesus died and rose for you came down through 2,000 years for you to hear it? In that miracle, the Holy Spirit is inviting you to say, "Let us come with you, for God is with you." And can you imagine somebody saying the same thing to you? And you can be Jesus' voice. Come, the more the merrier. Sadly, after World War I, many people died in those horrid war trenches, even though the war was over, because they never got the message. How many today are still living in the brutal war trenches of fear, guilt, and death because they have either not heard or not believed the message that the cross of Christ has ended the war? Your sin is forgiven, death vanquished, Satan crushed. Do you have acquaintances that haven't heard that Jesus wants to save them? Be Jesus' voice. Come, join the celebration. Nobody's perfect. At the sign of such an infection, we need to inject the antidote. Jesus offers forgiveness and his righteousness. He turns fasts into feasts. He replaces mournful fasting with joyous feasting in his grace. He replaces guilty living in sin with joyous living with your sins are forgiven. He replaces, well, let him go and die, with, hey, come, join the celebration. The more the merrier. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 44, 4-4, stanzas 1 and 2.